Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple. Take one. Hello, everyone.
We actually batch recorded a ton of episodes, and this is our first time recording in, what, 2 months? 3 months? I don't even know.
We had to get ready for the summer.
I know. We had some trips coming up, so we decided to just batch record a ton of stuff one day, and actually we're doing that again this weekend because we have stuff coming up over the summer, and we just want to get it scheduled so we don't have to worry about it, and then you guys won't miss out. It's actually, right now, it's the beginning of June, but you guys won't hear this until July. But we're here in June right now, where Chris and I are getting ready for our big trip to Paris in a few weeks, and then we've got a weekend.
Disney.
Yeah, Disneyland. There goes my voice. Disneyland Paris and
Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World will be in August. And so they'll hear this before we go to Disney World.
And our annual trip to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we've got our New Hampshire trip coming up. Although this isn't going to air until after our trip. But Chloe, hopefully there'll be some key lime pie and I can thank you publicly, which I don't know when we'll record after. Like, we probably won't record until a few weeks after we get back from New Hampshire, but I'm going to say it now, just putting it out there to the universe. Because I know we talked about it at, like, Christmas time at Robin Martin's house, Chris's sister.
I'll remind him.
You will? Thank you. She made a really good key lime pie. We talked about this a few months ago on the podcast. Yes. So I'm already waiting and hoping for more key lime pie. So just putting that out there, but we won't keep you with our little chit chat. We've got important things to talk about today. And even though we haven't recorded in a few months, technically, I do feel like Chris and I are finally finding our groove with this podcast thing. What do you guys think? I keep an eye on all the stats. Actually, you can look anytime you want, Chris, but I check them every now and then. And it seems like the most popular episodes that we do are about the paranormal, weird stuff, strange but true stories, and all things spooky.
Yeah, you've seen us cover some of those stories already. And today we're going to learn about some new stuff for me. And today we're going to get into something absolutely perfect for a warm summer night around the campfire. That's right. Summertime urban legends.
Yeah. So whether you're lounging by the pool, roasting marshmallows by the fire, side note, if you're making s'mores, they're way better with Reese's peanut butter cups than Hershey bars.
Can confirm.
Or whether you're stuck in a traffic jam on the way to the beach, buckle up because we're about to explore some of the creepiest, funniest, and strangest urban legends that thrive in the heat of summer. I don't know if the microphone just picked it up, but my stomach just gurgled so loud. So if you heard that, it wasn't thunder, it was my stomach. And don't worry, we promise to keep this episode pretty light, mostly.
Now, why do we love urban legends so much? Is it the thrill of the unknown, the spooky factor? Or maybe it's just a fun way to scare your friends when you're camping in the middle of nowhere. Either way, summer is prime time for these stories. The nights are warm, the woods are dark, and let's face it, our imaginations tend to run wild when we're outside in the middle of nowhere with only a flashlight.
True story. So grab your bug spray and get ready for a deep dive into some of the most popular summertime urban legends from across the country.
So first up, let's start with a classic. If you've ever been to summer camp, you probably heard this one, The Tale of the Hook Man. Mm-hmm. The story usually goes like this. A teenage couple is parked at Lover's Lane, enjoying a summer night when suddenly a warning comes over the radio. A dangerous escaped convict with a hook for a hand is on the loose. The girl gets scared and urges her boyfriend to take her home. When they get back to her house and step out of the car, bam! They see a hook hanging from the car handle. Was he watching them? Did they barely escape? We may never know. But for one thing's for sure, This legend has been told and retold for decades, always with a slight different twist. But the Hawkman legend actually dates back to the 1950s and is often seen as a cautionary tale for teenagers about the dangers of parking alone at night. Of course, it's likely just an exaggerated ghost story, but that hasn't stopped generations of campers from telling it all over again.
I feel like that's not a twist on the Zodiac killer, who's one of my favorite serial killers. Yeah, I do have some favorite serial killers. But it was like the same sort of scenario. He snuck up on people alone in their car. But that's a story for another podcast.
And we will never be camping, so that won't happen to us.
Well, that's more directed towards teenagers, you know, who are parked for the evening and they're not camping. And we have kids listening, so we're going to leave it there. Use your imagination. All right, let's move on to another eerie summer legend. And this one takes place at a lake. And no, it's not about a giant sea monster. This story actually comes from Georgia's famous or infamous Lake Lanier. Lake Lanier is a man-made reservoir. And according to locals, it's one of the most haunted places in the U.S. Over the years, people have reported seeing ghostly apparitions of swimmers in the water, eerie lights beneath the surface, and even hands pulling them under. The legend is said to stem from the fact that the lake was built over an old town, which means homes, cemeteries, and even churches are submerged underneath the water. I've actually seen several shows on the Discovery Channel about this. It's 100% true. They're our homes under there. We've seen cemeteries. We just saw that on what? Expedition X?
Yes.
They found the cemeteries. It's 100% true. Google it. It's a fact. But anyway, many people do believe that the spirits of the displaced or even people that were buried there in the cemeteries, which weren't all moved, still linger at the lake. Divers have even claimed to see intact buildings, complete tombstones, and even strange human-like shadows moving through the murky depths. So is Lake Lanier actually haunted? Yeah, well, accidents do happen there more often than at similar lakes, and many say the waters have a strange, unsettling feeling. One of the most famous ghost stories that's tied to Lake Lanier is the Lady of the Lake story. And that goes, in 1958, two women, Delia Parker Young and Susie Roberts, were driving across a bridge over the lake when their car mysteriously veered off and plunged into the water. For years, the car and the women remained missing. About a year later, fishermen discovered a decomposed body floating in the lake, but it was missing its hands, so it wasn't identified. But then in 1990, which, if you're keeping track, was over 30 years after the accident, divers finally found the car at the bottom of the lake with Susie Roberts' remains still inside. This led many to believe that the body found years earlier belonged to Delia Parker Young. Since then, there have been numerous reports about a ghostly woman in a blue dress wandering near the bridge. Sometimes she appears to be lost, and sometimes she appears to be searching for something. Some say she has no hands and vanishes into the mist when she's approached. But whether it's ghosts or just strong currents in the lake itself, one thing's for sure. I'd think twice before going for a midnight swim.
That does sound scary. All right, let's shift gears to something a little more legendary. We're talking about the Jersey Devil.
I love this story.
If you've ever been to summer camp in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, you've probably heard stories about this creepy cryptid. The Jersey Devil is said to be a winged creature with glowing red eyes, hoofs, and the ability to let out a blood-curdling scream. According to legend, it was the cursed 13th child of Mother Leeds, who upon giving birth cried out that she wanted nothing to do with it. The child then transformed into a monstrous being.
Monstrous?
Yes. And fled into the woods. Campers and hikers claim to hear eerie sounds at night, seeing strange shadows in the trees, and even spot mysterious hoof prints in the sand. Could it just be an overacted imagination, or is there really something lurking in the Pine Barrens?
Plus, isn't that where the Sopranos brought people to be offed and buried? I'm pretty sure it was.
Maybe they started the
legend. Isn't that where they took Adriana? I think that's where, what was his name?
I never watched the show.
Ah, not Polly, the other guy with the dark hair. I'm pretty sure that's where he took Adriana to after she informed on them with the FBI. Anyway, you're not missing much. That show is kind of outdated now. Anyway, of course, not all summer legends are terrifying. There are some of them are downright hilarious, like the legend of the ice cream truck that never stops. Some people claim that there's a ghostly ice cream truck that drives through the neighborhoods late at night, playing its music, but never actually stopping. Imagine how frustrating that would be for kids. I actually feel like that was on an episode of Charmed, too, except they...
Oh, yeah, it was.
Lured children into the truck and they kept their souls or something like that.
The legend of the ghost ice cream truck is one of those eerie yet strangely funny urban legends that pop up in different parts of the world, often passed down as a cautionary tale or just a weird mystery to spook kids on hot summer nights.
The basic version of the legend goes like this. Late at night, usually after sunset or even in the dead of night, people hear the faint jingle of the ice cream truck coming down their street. The sound gets louder and soon the truck itself appears, and it's an old, faded vehicle, sometimes described as looking rusted or outdated, as almost like it was from another time. So excited kids and even adults would rush outside with money in their hand, hoping for a late night frozen treat, but no matter how much they wave or chase it, the truck never stops. It just keeps rolling down the street, disappearing around a corner or vanishing into the darkness. And I feel this because I grew up in a neighborhood where the ice cream truck never came down. And I feel like if one finally came to my neighborhood and didn't stop, I would be filled with rage. Okay, sorry.
That would be.
I try to add my two cents. Like, I feel that so deep within my soul. Anyway, carry on. I know you're about to speak.
So some versions of the story claim that if you try to follow the truck, it leads you somewhere mysterious, like an abandoned lot, a dead-end road, or even to a fog that swallows it whole. Others say that if you listen carefully, the ice cream jingle sometimes sounds off, slower, warped, or even playing in reverse.
And there are a few possible explanations for the ghostly ice cream truck legend. The first is a haunted truck. Some stories claim that the truck is driven by a spirit of an old ice cream man who tragically died on the job, either in an accident or under more sinister circumstances. Now he's doomed to keep driving forever, never stopping to serve the ice cream. Second would be a time loop, which is obviously a more supernatural take that suggests that the truck is from another time, a ghostly remnant of a long-gone summer, replaying its route for eternity. The third possible explanation would be a trickster's tale. Some believe that the legend may have started as a way for parents to get kids inside at night, much like the boogeyman. And if you hear the ice cream truck after dark, don't go outside, it's not really there, sort of thing. And then the fourth possible explanation would be the phantom sound phenomenon. There are real cases of people hearing sounds that aren't there, like phantom doorbells or train whistles and things like that. Maybe the legend was inspired by people who thought they heard an ice cream truck when there were none around.
Yeah, and here are some variations on the story. In some versions, the truck only appears in certain neighborhoods on or after specific events like a heat wave or a storm. Mm-hmm. Some say that if you actually manage to get close enough to see inside the truck, it's completely empty. No driver, no ice cream, just an old, dusty interior.
That would also make me filled with rage because if I finally got the ice cream truck to stop and then there was no ice cream, I wouldn't be happy.
And a creepy version claims that if you do catch the truck and get an ice cream, you disappear forever.
Yikes. Well, most likely that's just an urban myth, but the idea of a spectral ice cream truck is weirdly unsettling. Maybe it's just me, but maybe it's the combination of childhood nostalgia mixed with something just a little off. Or maybe it's the thought of a truck rolling endlessly throughout the night with its cheery music echoing through empty streets and never stopping and never turning anywhere.
So if you hear the ice cream truck late at night, maybe don't go running after it at all. Just in case. And An ice cream device. Truck wouldn't get me, but if it was a taco truck, I would run after it.
Yeah, I would get in my car and chase after that. Are you kidding me? That's a dream. I don't even know why that's not a thing. I know I've seen the memes, but seriously, somebody needs to do that.
Yes.
Seriously. But anyway, do you guys have a favorite summertime urchin legend? Maybe a local ghost story from your town or a spooky tale from your camp counselors that they told you to keep you from wandering off into the woods? I'd love to hear them if you have them. Feel free to send them in. You guys know where to find us. And who knows, maybe we'll do a listener stories episode in the future.
Well, that's all for today's episode. I hope you had as much fun as we did exploring these eerie and entertaining summertime urban legends. If you enjoy the show, you know what to do. Subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. And preferably around the campfire with a flashlight under your chin.
Thanks for listening, you guys. And look, we made it on take one after all this time since we've recorded an episode. We're silently high-fiving in the background. But I can't talk. I almost just ruined it at the end. I know. Oh, my God. But thank you guys for listening. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and don't go swimming in haunted lakes. Or if you do, write us and tell us if anything happened.
So see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.